Hey guys, welcome back to another fabulous episode of In Your Head with yours truly, Chris Medina. I got my boy, my partner in crime, Jay, doing today's episode with me. You guys know he's here for the rest of cancer season, thinking about keeping him around a little bit longer after that. But anyway, let's welcome Jay.
Hey everyone.
So, had to have you back on again. You're here for the rest of the season, and maybe then some.
You're like, no!
Well, because people really, really like having you on. They love the banter back and forth. They really love the solo episodes, but since you're not an actual guest, this vibes well between the two of us. So people love it.
Good.
And then also, just really fast, somebody reached out last week and was like, please tell Jay that one of his fans wishes him a happy birthday.
Aww.
And when I showed you that message from that person, your face lit up like a fucking Christmas tree.
It feels nice.
It does feel nice.
It feels nice to have people like, I should like you. Well,
people think that I'm a little too hard on you, which they don't know the whole story. They don't know you behind the scenes.
Oh.
So, yeah. So, let's talk. I have so many different things I want to talk about on today's episode. I want to go over relationships, finish that conversation up.
Uh-huh.
I want to talk about your birthday, the two parties that we had.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about 4th of July. Also, I want to talk about my upcoming appearances. And the recent podcast that I did, and all the other stuff in between. But first things first, let's get the fucking bullshit out of the way.
Let's go.
You guys know where I'm going with this. Let's discuss Mercury retrograde yet again. People. Again, this happens 3 to 4 times a year. Just like a period, just like a bad day, it goes away. It's not permanent. Stop stressing out and definitely stop believing these social media influencers that are trying to tell you how to prepare for a Mercury retrograde when they can't even prepare for their own lives. Stick to what you know, which is taking pictures and aesthetics. Leave the astrology to the astrologers, the metaphysical and spiritual stuff to the real people that know what the fuck they're talking about, and stay in your lane. Because what you're talking is fucking nonsense. I've told you guys this before. Mercury retrograde is the time that you don't stop. You take a step back and reassess, re-strategize, and figure out what you want to do next. It's a time to slow down and to go back. Dot any I's that need to be dotted. Cross any T's that need to be crossed. You don't make any major moves. You can if you want to, but if you are going to, make sure that everything is picture perfect before you release it. That does not mean the world stops spinning, your life stops moving, you keep doing you. Just be a little bit more cautious. Remember, you can always count on yourself. You can't count on the other person during Mercury retrograde. That is not your problem. Whatever happens to them is their bullshit. You mind your own goddamn business and you do you. That's all there is to it. That's how you survive a fucking Mercury retrograde, by paying attention and just doing you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's true. I mean, to have something that much power over you, it's kind of
to scare
crazy.
You and frighten you and just like, oh my god, it's Mercury retrograde. You were stupid before it happened. You're going to be stupid afterward. It doesn't change anything about who you are. It is just a time of reflection, a time to go back. It is in the sign of Leo. I love Leo, even though it squares my sun. I fucking get down with Leo women like crazy. All my good friends, even growing up, were early Leos, anywhere from the time frame of July 23rd up until July 30th.
Uh-huh.
I make friends with these Leo women like fucking crazy. July Leos. I love the sign of Leo. It rules my 7th house. So that's love. And with Mercury retrograde being in the sign of Leo, just take a step back and figure out how you want to come out swinging. This is a very personal... To me, it's personal because it's all about pride. It's all about putting yourself out there. It's all about shining. It is ruled by the sun. So this is something that you should think about doing as far as like yourself. If you're thinking about changing your look up or maybe changing professions or going bigger and bolder here, take a step back, reassess your approach, and figure out how you want to come out swinging. Do not stop moving. There is nothing to be afraid of. Moving right along. I want to talk about my recent appearance on Jessie Mae Peluso's podcast, Sharp Tongue.
It was a good one.
That girl cracks me the fuck up. I am so sorry that we did not release the first episode that we did with her because it got lost.
Uh-huh.
But that's probably a good thing because this second time around, boom.
Mm-hmm.
I was a lot more comfortable with her. I think we're just in different places.
It was just really good. It was really special. Like, it was one of my favorite episodes.
Mine too. Sure, her energy is a lot different than it was before.
Mm-hmm.
So many changes have come in. But again, she's a double Virgo. You guys know how I feel about Virgos, but you know what? I've told you guys this before. I'm always making friends with Virgos.
Mm-hmm.
So with her, I feel like she's learning her lessons. She's been through a lot in a short period of time. The fact that she's in a relationship and it's fully functioning and they're having a good time says a lot about where she's at right now.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he's a Virgo himself says a lot about the relationship. I mean,
they get it.
They get it. Mm-hmm. So hats off to her. Hats off to the queen of comedy, Jessie Mae Peluso, for having me on and allowing me the opportunity to read for her and to share my ability with her guests or her fan base. Yeah, her audience. Those people reached out and were just like, oh my God, you were amazing. I fucking love that. I love when I can connect with people that I have not had a chance to connect with yet mm-hmm. and change the minds of other people or open the minds of others because they were reaching out. They were like, I had so many people sign up. I mean, I am booked beyond belief when it comes to readings.
Good.
I'm fucking killing it when it comes to that. I love it. I love all the exposure. But yeah, I mean, it was just a great episode. I'm kind of glad, again, the first one didn't come out mm-hmm. because it wouldn't have captured the true essence of how we banter back and forth.
Yeah.
And so I reached out to her afterward. I was like, thank you so much for having me on. It was an amazing episode. Got so much great feedback. I would love to entice you with two blunts, dinner, and laughter. And she said yes. So her and I and you are going to smoke some weed, do dinner, and laugh our asses off.
I can't wait.
So I hope to meet her boyfriend too, because I want to give him some shit.
Ugh.
He seems like he's going to be fun. But yeah, hats off to you, Jessie Mae. Love you, girl. Thank you for having me on. Let's jump on to my next couple of appearances, which is July 11th, which is today, Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today's Wednesday. I record on Wednesdays, yeah. Drop on Thursday. I'm doing Good Morning La La Land.
Mm-hmm.
It's a recorded appearance. They're mm-hmm. going to be filming me.
Yep.
So I have to have my A game on. I'm going to go to bed super early, and I'm going to make sure that I look as dewy and as
presentable.
As presentable and as youthful and as beautiful as I could possibly be, because immediately afterward, I'm going to be doing Amanda Lauren's show,
mm-hmm.
who's sidekick to Allie Levine of Things We're Too Lazy to Blog About. I've known Amanda as long as I've known Allie.
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing her show afterward, which is also going to be recorded. Can't wait to do that. Can't wait to catch up with her. Caught up with her briefly on 4th of July,
mm-hmm.
but we didn't get a real chance to talk because there were so many other people around, and it was more of a social thing, and I couldn't really do one-on-one.
Yeah.
But can't wait to meet up with her and do her show. And then I did a podcast on, was it July 2nd? With Kelly Dillon out there in New York
uh-huh.
for her podcast, Kicking Back with Kelly.
Uh-huh. Kicking It with Kelly.
Kicking It with Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
I fuck with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to meet with her in person. Great episode. Was completely comfortable. Met her through Stassi's podcast.
Uh-huh.
And just had a great time. Everything, again, like I told you, July is hot for me.
Yeah, it has been so far.
And I'm enjoying the energy. I've been a little bit wired as far as like the tension that I have. Like with the energy of other people and the intention, the tension within myself and the intention of other people.
Mm-hmm.
I got into it with somebody recently at the market.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to go smooth the hell off like that. But my demon, I am telling you, when I feel threatened, you guys are going to think this is just an excuse where I'm bipolar or schizophrenic or something. But that demon, I remove my Chris self and that demon comes through and does all the talking for me.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't keep my fucking mouth shut.
Does it feel like you're being like possessed or something?
Here's the thing. I have to be careful with that because being psychic and doing all that stuff, I don't want to cut too deep
uh-huh.
and say shit that they're going to regret. Not I'm going to regret, but that they're going to regret because they open their fucking mouth to it.
Uh-huh.
So with Mercury being retrograde in the sign of Leo in my 7th house of relationships, I'm going to tone it down. And I'm not going to be, as much as I want to go off,
uh-huh.
they're just not worth it. Uh-huh. And there's nothing that I'm going to say or do that's going to change their minds. And they're going to have an epiphany about how miserable they are. And they're projecting their misery on other fucking people
mm-hmm.
or their stupidity.
Uh-huh.
But no, I don't want to infuse this episode with negative energy. But yeah, that's Mercury retrograde in the sign of Leo for me. So again, I'm reassessing my temper
uh-huh.
or the way that I'm coming across here because it's in my 7th house of partnerships, relationships, women, in the public and all that stuff too. And then I've got all these eclipses that are really, really hitting me because I'm a Capricorn rising and I got Cancer that partially rules my seventh house. My Saturn and Mars are all in Cancer. They're going to oppose. I mean, it's just a lot of shit going on. Plus, I got all this. I mean, thank God for Michelle Prentice and Lynn that can kind of hold me down and keep me in that zone. But there's a lot of energy that's really, really infusing my mind and it's making me a little bit all over the place. That's why I've been really distracting myself with readings.
It's crazy how, like, all these energies affect you differently. Like, it really, it's like, wow, like, you can really affect your moods that way?
Yeah, because, again, like I said, when you're, I don't want to, this is going to sound like I'm talking from ego, but I'm not. When you're in control of who you are, I'm very, very in touch with my emotions and how people make me feel and the intention of others. And I try not to let it get to me, but some days are worse than others. And I can't help but bark or snap here. But for the most part, I do a good job of honing it all in. That's why I get stoned or I take a step back. I get in the car, go for a drive, listen to music and stuff because I'm well aware of what's going on and I can't let it get to me. A lot of people, and I've had these readings before where people that are intuitive or they're coming into their intuition, because the higher mind is opening, it is getting you to see things that you normally wouldn't see with your everyday eyes. And it's mirroring relationships or people in your life that are trying to get you to see who you are right now. Does that make sense?
That's really interesting.
So everything is up and it's open. It's causing a lot of anxiety. It's causing a lot of depression. And for those people that don't know how to channel that energy, it really does a number on them. And if I wasn't as strong as I am mentally, this would fucking break me. Because I found out yesterday during this fucking retrograde, during all this stuff going on with the eclipses, that what I thought was going to be fixed as far as like relationships is never going to be fixed. I've come to the realization that I'm going to have to accept that and there's nothing I can do on my end, but that door's closed.
Yeah.
And that's something that I've been waiting to handle for a long time and it's finally been handled. I am not going to go back there. I'm moving on. I got the confirmation that I needed. I mourned it. I sat on my pity pot for a couple hours, but that's all the attention that I gave to it. But yeah, people that are sensitive go through this shit. They're like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm going crazy. And all these readings, remember, I have a theme. It's not that I do this on purpose, but I have a theme every week of people that come to me for readings. And this week, it's about people that are opening up their higher mind and are being exposed to different energies, and they are not sure how to incorporate into their lives or how to work with it. So I always tell them, take a step back. Is this a feeling that you have for yourself? Is this something that's personal to you? Or are you picking up on the energies of other people? Because if it's other people or other influences, get rid of that feeling. How you get rid of it is totally up to you. Because you have to distract yourself, because in order for you to get rid of that thought process here, you have to move away from it. There's nothing you can do. You can't save that person. It's out of your control. Focus on you. So anytime that I pick up energy from other people, whether it's family members or friends or things that are going on around me that I pick up on, I have to realize that's them. That is not me. I can't get caught up in that. It's not how I'm feeling. I can't let it affect my life. I can be there as a support system for that person and what they're going through, but I cannot have it infiltrate my life. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So a lot of times, again, with people coming into this here, take a step back. What is really within your control and what is not? What's out of your control, leave it outside of the box. Don't bring it in there. Really take a step back. Hone in on what it is that you're trying to see or what they're trying to show you here. And figure that part out here. Again, take a step back, reassess, do you. But yeah, so many people are really, really opening up. Their minds are being expanded. Their intuition is kicking in, and they've always had this. But like I've said before on previous episodes, the world, the material world, jades us. It really pushes us aside and pushes our intuition in that, I don't know if you want to say psychic energy that we're all born with. It pushes it aside. And sometimes the soul wants to snap back. The soul remembers what it was like being open or being free and tries to get you in that mindset. So again, if you are feeling nervous, anxious, depressed, stressed out, take a step back, figure out why you're feeling that way. And if you cannot figure out or you're having a hard time, hit me up. You are not going fucking crazy. I'm telling you that right now. This is something that needs to be worked out through you. Let it work itself through you. Let go. Stop holding on and stop worrying about other fucking people. Let them do them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it feels like I'm getting the reading right now.
Well, why?
You're not letting those feelings get to you and how to deal with them. And it just, wow, it's really inspiring.
Well, so many of our friends are going through some bullshit right now. I can't name names. I'm not going to name names.
Oh, yeah.
And people are jumping in and they're giving their twist or their side of the story. Stay the fuck out of it. It has nothing to do with you. If you need something to do, go get a fucking job or pick up a crossword puzzle and do that. Stop putting yourself in the middle of other people's bullshit and stop taking on the energy of other people's problems. It has nothing to do with you. this leads into a topic that I want to finish, which is relationships. We talk about relationships all the time on the show. Mm-hmm. We threw a couple people under the bus a couple episodes back that said they were ready for love. And the minute love came knocking at the door, they bitched out and resorted back to old ways.
Uh-huh.
Okay, after talking long shit that they were ready, start posting all kinds of, I'm open for love. A hurt person that's been hurt in the past before that can see the errors of their ways already is ready for love. You're not ready for love. You keep gassing yourself up. You keep distracting yourself with a higher mindset instead of doing the work. Again, reading all these positive posts from social media influencers
mm-hmm.
that steal the post of other people to make it their own.
Uh-huh.
You're doing the same fucking thing, putting out this. Basically, it's a lie. It is a lie.
Okay.
Because what you're doing is you're deluding yourself. You know goddamn well that you're not ready for a relationship. And instead of admitting to the fact that you're not ready for the relationship, you go in and you start looking for a relationship
mm-hmm.
and you self-sabotage it.
Mm-hmm.
You bring all your fears and insecurities in from the past. It bleeds into this new relationship and it's done and over with. This person sees the true you and they know that, wow, this girl or this guy is too much to fucking handle.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, I'm not ready for this shit. And you end up scaring them off. You do realize, dumb fuck, that this person had a life before you came into it. Hung out with his friends, hung out with his family members, went to clubs, went to bars, got himself dressed, tied his own shoes in the fucking morning. He didn't need you to do that for him and he doesn't need you now. Stay in your fucking lane. Know your place, and if you're that goddamn insecure, maybe you shouldn't be in a relationship.
Ugh.
Because you're doing a number on yourself, and you're also doing a number on that person. And you are going to make that person take yourself out of your selfish way of thinking and stop making it always about you, because you are the reason why you're not in a fucking relationship. Your insecurity and your fear and all your shit-talking has got you in the position that you're in right now. And the only one that can get you out of it is yourself. Not this amazing relationship or this amazing man that came into your life. You are using him as a crutch or a wheelchair for your own handicap. Get the fuck up, do the work, buck up, and get over what you are feeling. No one's telling you to rush through it. You are the one rushing through it. You're the one trying to get yourself involved in a relationship when you are not ready. And again, I don't want to hear that, well, you know, Chris, you know, in order to be in a relationship, you got to go through the lessons again. No, you don't. What for? You already know what you did wrong. You already know what's wrong with you. You already know why the last relationship didn't work. What do you mean that you're going to use this new relationship as your guinea pig or as your fucking homework assignment? You're messing with that other person's life.
Yeah.
Know your own identity before you get involved in a relationship. Relationships don't make you and they don't complete you. They add to your life, but they do not complete you. You are what completes you. Understand that. Know your power, know your place, and know who you are. Because if you don't know all three of those things, you're just lost.
It's so true.
I'm sick of it. You're always giving me shit about me getting in a relationship and giving up control. I've said this before.
Uh-huh.
I am so secure. And no, this isn't, oh, Chris, until you get into that relationship, you're forgetting something. I've been in relationships. Yes, I've cheated. And yes, I've sabotaged those relationships. That was because I knew what I was doing. Mm-hmm. I own up to that. In these relationships, I had no problem giving up control. Not being submissive, but letting them drive the car, letting them give ideas, or participate in the relationship and not being closed off and saying, me.
Uh-huh.
I have no problem with that. I just chose to give it up to the wrong people.
Mm-hmm.
I am fully aware of that now, and I will not make that same mistake again. And if I catch myself making that same mistake again, here's what I'm not going to do. Are you ready?
Let's hear it.
I'm not going to settle.
Uh-huh.
A lot of bitches and a lot of dudes are fucking settling in relationships. Well, maybe I can change them. It was only this one time. You know, maybe I spazzed out. Maybe you're just fucking stupid. Maybe you're just so desperate to be in a relationship that you're willing to fucking do anything and everything to keep it afloat. You need to learn when you're dead, lie down. There's nothing you can do for that relationship. If you are settling or you're not happy or you're in a relationship with somebody that is, I've said this before, no one's beneath anybody. I'm just using this as an example. If they are beneath you emotionally, mm-hmm. or they're not on the same level as you in life, all you're going to be doing is babysitting that fucker or that woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you're going to be doing. Make no fucking mistake, because they're codependent on you. And again, what's going to happen when you need them there for you and they don't know what to do because you're so busy getting involved in their lives and cleaning up their messes that when you need some support, they're not going to know how to handle it. And then what's going to end up happening? You're going to end up being resentful. Well, honey, you want somebody to blame? Let me bring you a mirror, because you knew this. You knew this going into it. You cannot change people like that. You can't. They're not ready for it. Two wrongs don't make a fucking right. I'm not here to bash anybody or to take your hopes and dreams away, but people, don't throw yourself in a relationship just for the sake of throwing yourself in a relationship and not realizing what you're getting yourself into. This is a relationship. This is your happiness. This is a person that's coming into your life that's sharing it with you.
Mm-hmm.
They're not completing it. They're sharing it with you. Make it fucking worthwhile. My best phrase, have some fucking dignity and some self-respect.
Yeah.
Realize your worth and go after what you truly want. There's enough dick and pussy in this world for everyone, and then some. Stop being fucking desperate.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
It's tough to hear because you're so blunt about it, but it's true. It's like, it's tough love. You know, you have to respect yourself and not settle and go for something that's, again, like you said, beneath you, but not really, you know?
I'm sure I could save people thousands of dollars instead of going to therapy with a psychologist or psychiatrist and just give it to them straight up.
Some people just like to talk and bitch and complain.
That's true. And they like wasting money, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. I know tons of people that have therapists, and their therapists are basically saying what I'm saying. And I'm like, you got two people telling you what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
At what point do you switch it up? But yeah, I don't want to come from a place of anger and then again resort back to having to beat it in people's heads here. But do yourself a favor. Don't jump into a relationship for the sake of just jumping into one. Take time to get to know each other. Take time to be friends. I think people overthink the dating process. They go on this date and they think they have to be somebody else. Why can't you act the same way that you act when you're with your friends?
Mm-hmm.
And just being loose and open and having a real genuine conversation without the bullshit or the fucking walls. Stop going in there and say, I'm going to interview this person when I go on a fucking date here. You're already going in with the wrong mentality.
Yeah.
Snap the fuck out of it. Go enjoy yourself. Do you. Let go. Stop overthinking the process. A lot of my girlfriends, the good majority of them are comedians.
Mm-hmm.
Best personalities in the fucking world.
Mm-hmm.
We die laughing all the time. And I catch myself. I've done this to a couple of girls recently. And when we're sitting there having a good conversation, and they open up to you, even though that you're not gay, they really open up to you. They feel comfortable with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I always throw it back to them. Why aren't you comfortable this way with the guys that you date?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, it's different. No, it's not. This is who you are. You're funny. You're beautiful. You've got a great sense of humor. You've got so much to offer. Stop hiding behind a fucking wall and letting them see half of you.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, too. Tell that fucking girl what you're looking for. Don't be afraid. Tell her you don't want an emotional bag of fucking shit. That the last bitch that you were with was just like that. That you're not looking for that. You're looking for somebody that can stand on their own two fucking feet. And that you could have a good time with. And that loves to fuck.
Everyone's looking for that.
But they settle and they get themselves involved in relationships with codependent people or a woman that is just not ready yet.
Uh-huh.
That talks a good game, that is very much codependent in relationships. I wish I had more men on here. I've gotten a couple readings with men. Straight guys.
I think more than usual lately, right?
More than usual, yeah. And ladies, let me just tell you something. Men are even worse when it comes to relationships. You guys think it's so easy to go bag it, and that once you have it, that since it's bagged, it's there and it's yours already. No. You don't go buy a plant from the nursery, wherever the fuck you get your plants at, bring it home, and just put it in the corner, and it's going to water and feed itself. You got to nourish it. You got to take time to put yourself into it. It isn't me, man, you, woman, you sit here, me, go there. Uh-uh. And that's what men don't understand that sometimes. And I crack up. And they're like, all I want is this. I was like, well, why don't you tell them that? Well, doesn't that sound rude? What you're doing, your actions, are basically slapping them in the fucking face. But yes, ladies, I don't want to shit on just you. Men have this fucking problem too. Stop overthinking it. Go and find someone that makes you laugh. I would love to have like a matchmaking psychic service.
I want to see it.
I would love to do a meetup and have like 10 beautiful women and 10 beautiful men and do this like fast dating type of thing and get people to meet each other here, but with no filters.
That would be
no
really
filters,
cool.
Social media people, no filters. Going in there and just doing you and allowing yourself the opportunity to unwind. And if I have to intervene and just crack you guys up and make you guys a little bit more looser, I shouldn't say make you guys because that's something you need to do on your own. But I want to see everybody have a good time with no filters and no restrictions and no fears and no hesitations, completely free and open to the possibility of love. If it's not straight up love, maybe companionship or partnership with that person, mm-hmm. that eventually leads into something like that.
Like build a friendship.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Start off as friends. Get to know each other. Have a good time. Go on a road trip with this person. See if spending more than 2 hours with them is in the cards for you. Take time. I can't fucking wait for it for myself. I know you guys hear this all the time. And you guys are like, well, Chris, when is it? I can have dick any time of the week that I wanted to. That's not coming from pride and ego. That's not me flexing or anything like that. It is the truth. I just choose not to because I know what happens. The power of dick is strong. My demon loves it. And I know how I will be. And I will just want, I'm telling you.
I almost want to see you that way because I haven't seen you that way in a very long time.
The last time you saw me talk about settling, I mean, horrible. But yeah, I know myself. So I'm saving it up for the right person. Mm-hmm. And I'm really manifesting. We'll talk about manifestation in this episode as well, too. I'm really manifesting the guy that I want. I know that sounds weird. I thought I knew what I wanted when it came to the relationship, but I'm starting to unpeel layers about myself that are starting to really, really resonate with me as far as like what my outlook is when it comes to a man. Mm-hmm. And what I thought I wanted before, a little bit younger, I'm open to the idea of having him a couple years older than I am or a couple years younger than I am. Mm-hmm. But as far as like personality and stuff like that, I wanted somebody hard. I wanted somebody that can put me in my place. I definitely want that. But I also want somebody that is a little bit goofy too. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting to see that. Like I've envisioned like men that, you know, I watch a lot of television. I watch a lot of reality TV shows. Well, lately, God bless fucking Amazon Prime really fast. Shout out to Amazon Prime for having MTV hits on there because I'm able to go back and watch all the shows that I missed before.
What are you watching now?
Love and Hip Hop.
Oh man,
I fucking love Love and Hip Hop. I want to be on that show. But what I thought I wanted before isn't really what I want now, and I'm starting to imagine the person that I want into my life and the energy, and I can kind of get glimpses and feelings. Like sometimes when I envision who that person is, it really, really resonates with me. And whenever that happens, I know that's something to look forward to. Example, when I first started fucking around at the age of 14, mm-hmm. ninth grade, I mentioned this before, maybe on the first episode, that I knew the guy that I was going to lose my virginity to the minute that I saw him. Uh-huh. The minute that he was transferred to that school, I knew, we're fucking. He had dated every bitch in the fucking school. Some of them were my girlfriends. I didn't have a relationship with him, but I knew. And I did not, a lot of people would be anxious about it, be like, well, I kind of feel like this person's the person for me, blah, 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 blah. And then would try to force it. I knew to chill. You know, to take a step back and relax. That's when I was barely coming into myself. I would have never called myself gay, but I knew that I was gay. I knew that that's what I wanted, that I was in love with dick, and that I was going to make it a mission to have it in my life one way or another. And I really started to unfold and realize who I was. 6 months later, we end up meeting outside of school during summer vacation, and that's when we started fucking around. Mm-hmm. But I knew that was the person for me.
That's crazy. Like, you've had that confidence since back then.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I have the confidence when it comes to that. I don't have the confidence when it comes to myself sometimes. Does that make sense?
I think it's the same thing because you're confident that you have this aura, this positivity towards you.
All it takes is one look from them, one look to let me know that they're interested, and that's all that it does for me. I'm telling you. Like it's a different way of thinking that way for me than it is putting myself out there on social media or doing appearances.
Wow, really?
It is. In the 12 plus years that we've known each other, you haven't really seen me other than the occasional flirting with restaurant workers or people out in public. And don't tell me that they don't flirt, because you've seen straight men flirt with me and be like, I don't understand it.
It's true. Like at the gym, like people will look at you like, I don't understand this look, how it works.
And I'm confident.
You are. That's what I'm saying. You're very confident, like, with that. But when you say you're not confident in certain things, it's like, wow, like, to me, you're confident all the time.
I guess because it's just one person's attention that I have to get or that I'm working on versus the whole world. Does mm-hmm. that make sense? Because I know yeah. a lot of people are watching the televised shit or the stuff that is being recorded and uh-huh. being uploaded. That scares me a little bit. But doing the one-on-ones in real life doesn't scare me, especially when it comes to landing dick.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, back to relationships. Stop overthinking the process. There's nothing wrong with being on a timeout with yourself and really discovering who you are, peeling all the layers off of yourself, getting to the real core of who you are and what it is that you want. Take that time. Invest the time and energy into yourself so that way that you don't buy a lemon when you go into a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That it is the perfect fucking vehicle for you. Right?
It's true.
Ladies, gentlemen, self-respect, dignity. It's always going to be there for you. Choose the right one for you, like a good shoe or a good bag, right? You're going to have that fucking thing around for a long time. You invest a lot of time and money into those shoes, into those bags, just like you would a relationship. Honor yourself and honor that person.
I mean, you are looking for a partner, a lifelong partner.
Maybe. A lifelong partner. That's something that you're going to wake up to every day, go to bed with every day, see every day, have a relationship. You might as well like this fucking person, right?
Yeah.
No excuses. No settling, and no more bullshit, right?
It's true.
Moving right along. So let's talk about these emails that you got. You are all over emails lately. I mean, we're getting a shitload in, and I know that you want to go over a couple of them today. What are they?
All right, this one, it's from Alani. It says, how do you know if my intuition is heightened, and do these people in close relationships form a psychic bond?
Absolutely, 100%. You will know that your intuition is kicking in or that your higher mind is expanding by the way that you are feeling. A lot of times, just this week, again, there's always a theme, people being anxious or nervous, and I ask them, do you feel like it's a good thing? And they're like, yeah, like it's something to look forward to. I said, that's all you need to know. If you know it is a good thing, leave it alone. Stop trying to figure it out. Your guides are telling you good things are coming. They want you to start working on your intuition. If you feel like it's bad, take a step back. Am I overreacting? Am I letting my anxiety get to me? Is there something really bad that I need to look that I should be aware of? Chances are not. This is just your higher mind opening. Take some downtime. Ask for signs. Ask for confirmations. But yes, you will start to be a little bit more nervous or feel like there's something good coming. It just heightens you up a little bit. And when you get involved in relationships with people that are intuitive or that you build those relationships with or that you're getting to know, but on a different type of level, there's just that connection there. Look at me and Heather.
Mm-hmm.
I tell the story all the time. I told Heather when I first met her, because I am psychic, you and I are going to be really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where I'm going to look at you and you're just going to know what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you're nuts. She did tell me that. And look at us now.
Yeah.
That is a true psychic bond. Heather and I share a true psychic bond.
Mm-hmm.
I know when she's hurting, she knows when I'm hurting. I know when she's thinking about me, she knows when I'm thinking about her. It's just amazing. And then the shift in abilities where I pick up on what she gets, her intuition, her mm-hmm. confirmations, her symbols, and she gets things for me. She knows how I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I don't, I mean, it's obviously I don't reach out or whatever, you know, I'm busy here, but she can break it down and figure out where I'm at mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. To answer your question, yes, you can build psychic bonds with people. So building connections with people, true connections, definite psychic bonds with people. What's the next one?
The next one is from Christy, having deja vu and out-of-body experiences.
Deja vu. Deja vu is difficult for me to explain sometimes because, again, it's kind of like that feeling, I've been here or I've done this before. And a lot of times, that's a lot of past life energy that comes into play. People do not realize past life energy. I'm not talking about being a warrior princess or all that shit. I'm talking about the soul's mission in that past life and what it needed to do and the person that you were to your core. So a lot of times people come back and they remember things or they're in situations. Maybe they lived here also in a past life
mm-hmm.
and they recognize things. Outer body experiences with astral projection.
Yeah.
Even during the day, I've told you. I don't want to get too much into it because my guides told me to kind of lay off a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But me being able to step outside of myself and give readings while I'm doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like I'm not physically up moving around and my body's sitting there, but I'm able to think about other things, get things together for the show while I'm giving a reading or I'm talking to people. And it's just, it is possible. I hope that answers the question.
Mm-hmm.
And with astral projection, I don't know. I mean, a lot of people are afraid to do it because that movie Insidious and all that bullshit. But, I mean, I did it with you.
Uh-huh.
And it's something you really, really got to focus on. I mean, it is quieting down the mind and really, really being so focused on that one thought process and where that person is. That time that I did it, I've tried to do it before and I've done it a couple more times, but it's fucking draining and it really, really fucks with your head. But it is possible. For those that are truly focused, they can fucking do that shit.
That's
I talked
amazing.
To some girl the other day that I was like, you know what you'd be great at? I said, manifestation. I said, I can see you doing daily mantras to yourself in the mirror and talking yourself into shit and bring it into fruition.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, really? And I was like, yeah. She's like, the thought of manifestation has been on my mind. She's like, I've been wanting to play with it. She's like, I heard it on your episodes. And then I also heard it from somebody else that she listens to. She's like, and I wanted to try it. I was like, I think that you should do it.
Mm-hmm.
People, the power of the mind is fucking amazing. You can do anything. Seriously, I know it sounds so hokey. You can do anything that you put your fucking mind to.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah. What other questions do we have?
That's all I got down for right now. Okay.
Yeah, because we're going to do two an episode here. A lot of them are kind of, we bunched up a bunch of them together here. But yeah, take some time to discover who you are, especially when people come to me asking if they're psychic or they're intuitive and what their abilities are here. I can tap in to see what type of maybe a little gist of what you have here, like whether you're super intuitive, again, manifesting stuff, or you're more on the ritualistic side here, but I can't tell you how to utilize your ability and what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that you got to discover on your own. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I want to go over our retreat in Joshua Tree this September.
Yes.
I want to talk about that. Speaking about coming into your ability and all that good stuff here. The reason why I wanted to do this and get myself involved with Sarah Michelle and this girl Kate was because I'm in the business of changing lives.
Mm-hmm.
Without excuses, without filters, without fillers and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to realize that they have the power to change their life. Not a psychic, not a therapist, not your best friend, not your mammy, not your pappy, but you. You have the ability to change your life. I want to help you, so does Michelle, so does Kate, dump out your tool belt of life and figure out what we have to work with here. Because like I've said before, you are born with everything that you need and you also accumulate in this lifetime to survive and to complete, I know it sounds hokey, your soul's mission.
Mm-hmm.
But it is fucking true. I am not going to have this event and I'm not going to be personally responsible for changing that person's life. I'm going to help them discover who they are and help them change their lives. But make no mistake, they are going to be the ones to walk through the fire and to do all the work themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And with this event here, having that intimate time with people, I've said this before, we're there for 3 days, close one-on-one relationships with people and getting inside their heads and helping them discover who they are is going to be fucking amazing.
It is.
You know what I mean? Like there's going to be... This is what I've been waiting for. And this is really going to test the waters for future events.
Mm-hmm.
And what I get myself involved in here, because the takeaway, again, you're there for 3 days and it's not like we're going to be beating shit into your head, but there's not going to be any running away from it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be forced. And forced is such a strong word. Well, it's forced.
Well, you're going to be put in a position for sure.
But you're going to be forced to take a real good look at yourself. You're coming here to change your life and I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
Yeah.
We're going to really make things happen here. You're going to leave with a peace of mind that you've been looking for and the tools that you need to get shit started with a different fucking frame of mind and a different mentality. I'm telling you, this is going to be fucking amazing. I cannot fucking wait. And I hope that Parker, because I think Parker's going to be there to be recording it, really, really gets the meat and bones of what we're doing here without oversharing what we're helping these people overcome.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like this is like this is what I've been waiting for.
I'm excited for it.
And I want people to realize a lot of people are bringing up their past. And I've said this when it comes to relationships. Your past is just what it is. It is your past. Stop living in it. Stop having it prevent you from living in the future or walking towards your own natural path here. Stop going back there. It is there for a reason. It is no longer who you are. That day is gone. Those hours are gone. You can't get them back. You can't change it. You can only change your future and what you do moving forward about who you are. Give yourself the opportunity to do you. Stop restricting yourself and going back to an old way of thinking that no longer suits you. At what point, again, I've said this over and over again, do you allow yourself the opportunity to grow? You are worth more than anything else on this fucking planet. Again, we want to see our family and our kids and this and that here, but without you, they would not fucking exist. Take the time that you need to do yourself justice. There's only one of you, and I know that you like you. Start sharing yourself with the other fucking with other people, and start opening yourself up to the possibility of life.
That's really good.
What do you think about that?
That's really good. I mean, again, you're here to empower people and be the best they can be. That's
I don't know what else to say without sounding redundant or sounding repetitive about, you know, evolving the soul, changing your life here. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people talk a big game and they're not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
This event means so much to me. I've overcome, I mean, there's so many things. One of these days, you guys, one of these days, and I'm going to try not to get emotional because it's a fucking doozy. One of these days, I will share everything that's gone on.
That's going to be in your book.
It's going to be in my book.
That's going to be in your book.
It's going to be in my book. And it is, to be able to walk away from that, sure, I contributed to it, obviously, because it was my life and choices that I made during that time. But my mind was so fucked up when it came to loyalty and what people were telling me were the right things to do that I went along with it and knew better and ended up resenting myself and the people that were involved in it. But at what point do I grow from it? Mm-hmm. At what point do I say, again, that's no longer me? Mm-hmm. I mentioned this in a couple episodes way back. Friends that I have or that I used to have that were bringing my past into my future.
Mm-hmm.
I can't grow if you're continuing. Yeah, yes, I can. Let me rephrase this. I can continue to grow all I want here, but I cannot have you come in and try to block my growth with bringing my past in. I am very much aware of who I was and what I did. I lived it yet again. That was me. That was not you. What I did was what I did here. If you can't allow me to move forward or you can't allow yourself to move forward, again, I'm not escaping my past. I'm not trying to be somebody that I'm not. What I'm doing is I'm allowing myself the opportunity to grow and to come into who I truly am here without feeling ashamed or guilty of the shit that I've done before, because we all make mistakes. Whether you choose to give that person a second chance or not is up to you. I decided to give myself a second chance and to realize that I'm worth more than I thought I was before, and my past does not define who I am and definitely does not carve out my fucking future for me. So for those of you that have a horrible past or that you guys are, you know, have been fucked or you feel like there's no hope for you, you can always switch that shit around. You are stronger than you realize. Give yourself the credit. And if you are finding it hard to do, reach out, because I will snap you into shape. I will do my absolute best to get you to recognize all the good things about yourself and leaving all the bad shit that you don't want out of the fucking picture. But remember, those bad things that you did kept you alive. Whether you choose to realize it or not, some of the things that I got myself into, I'm here because of that shit. I'm not happy. I'm not proud of it. That's no longer who I am, but I did what I had to do to fucking survive and to be where I needed to be here. And I came out for the most part okay.
Mm-hmm. You've learned lessons from it.
You knew me back in the day.
Yeah.
You knew my reputation. You knew. And I think that's what attracted you to me as far as like a friendship, because you knew that I was fun and that I was going to be shady.
And that you're at the end of the day, you're a real person. You know, you don't try and hide what you've done or anything like that. So I think that honesty that, you know, that you carry with you, like, really had me gravitate towards you.
Speak your truth, people. Do not be afraid of who you once were. Again, nobody's going to understand your struggle better than you. Don't count on other people trying to understand who you were back then or who you are now. It's not their fucking place, and it's not your place to validate yourself with them. Validate yourself through yourself. So I think we're good here. What do you think?
I think so too.
You guys, look for my fat face July 11th on Good Morning La La Land, and also with the beautiful Amanda Lauren. It's going to be a recorded appearance. You guys know how much I hate that shit. I'm going to try to do my best to suck and tuck and to be presentable. So be on the lookout for that. This is Chris Medina with my partner in crime, my boy Jay, signing off for In Your Head Podcast. We are out.
Bye.